Kevin McCrudden is one of the most innovative and creative speakers in America today. Kevin is the only leadership speaker in America to ever have a day of recognition passed by the United States Congress. January 2nd of every year is National Motivation and Inspiration Day, which he had passed by Congress after the events of 9/11. Now join me as we welcome our featured speaker, Mr. Motivation, Kevin L. McCrudden.
Hello and welcome to The Extraordinary Man. What is your legacy to the world? The journey of becoming your stronger self, your greater self. What an honor it is for me to be in the company of Brian and Brad in the CD series and share my thoughts and guidance with you. Thank you for investing this really valuable time in yourself, your family, and your future. Here's what I'll be focusing on in this session. Why are you here? And what is your legacy? And how do you become a better husband, father, lover, friend, and person? So why are you here? What is your legacy? What are you going to leave behind? In my book, You, Who Are You?, I introduced the most significant addition to Maslow's hierarchy of needs in 60 years. Dr. Abraham Maslow's work is considered one of the foundational studies on human behavior and motivation. That's right, motivation. What are the things that motivate us, right? And he created this hierarchy of needs that must be met by human beings in order to become fulfilled, or as he coined the phrase, self-actualized, and what I refer to as becoming the very best you that you can be. In my 21st century multidimensional hierarchy of needs, I've established a model that provides a holistic view of ourselves, right? How to become our greater self, even our greatest self. We understand that all of our lives are multidimensional, right? However, the focus of this discussion is about you as a man, as a father. As a man and as a father, who are you? Why are you here? What is your legacy as a man, as a father? When I speak with young men at Rikers Island Prison, many of them are young fathers. I differentiate the physiological definition of what it is to be a man and what it means to be a man. For some of them, they've never drawn that differentiation. Maybe you haven't either, but just because you have a penis, it doesn't make you a man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?